Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Kim Levine is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of Mommy Millionaire and Mommy Manifesto. She's helping people, especially women entrepreneurs, gain access to capital. Kim, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and what are you up to next?
Well, you can find all kinds of resources to help you get started in your business or to, you know, raise $10 million at mommymillionaire.com. Sign up for my free newsletter. You can read excerpts from both of my critically acclaimed best-selling books and, you know, get lots of tools and resources to get you started turning your dream of business success into reality.
And have you got another event coming up?
Well, you know, I'm planning another private equity summit because, you know, Jim, I am passionate about connecting women with capital. And, you know, there's $20 billion out there and women are only getting 4% of it. And that's just angel capital alone. And I have one coming up and, you know, Jim, you won't believe this. I have already raised commitments of $100 million.
Wow.
From investors who are going to come to my event to listen to women entrepreneurs present their business opportunities. Jim, I've been doing this for just 6 months. I actually stopped asking entrepreneurs when I hit investors when I hit the $100 million number. And you know what? What was the most shocking to me about this process, Jim, was that raising the $100 million was the easiest part.
Wow.
You know,
so this, when you say raising $100 million, you've got investor, angel investor groups who have $100 million at their disposal who are willing to come and consider investing in these companies.
Absolutely, positively.
Right. Now, when they get there, what are they going to expect?
Desk,
when they get there, Kim, what are they going to expect to see?
Well, you know, they're going to expect to see money. And that's the, this is the disconnect. You know, when I was sitting in these offices asking these investors, you know, and telling them about this 4% figure, they were as shocked as I was, Jim, many of them. You know, they weren't deliberately not investing in women-owned businesses. They just weren't being presented any. And each one of them told me one thing. I will come to this event and I will bring my money, but you better make sure it's about one thing, money and not women.
How do we make money? It just so happens that most of the attendees are women. But what do these women have to do to make these angel investors happy?
Women have to, number one, think big and think money. Think big money. Most of the women that I'm working with come to me and say, I wanted to start this business because I want to help people.
I want to save the world. Kumbaya, kumbaya.
You have to come in here and say, I want to start this business to make a lot of money. It's called the value proposition.
Yeah.
And you have to come to these investors and say, give me X amount of dollars and I'll give you Y amount of dollars in X amount of time. And that's what it's about, money. And, you know,
but you've got to be able to demonstrate that on paper or in front of them that you've got a product, you've got an organization that you know how to put together a set of financial statements, you know how to project a return, and you either have customers or you can convince them that you can go get customers. Because Kim, let's remember something. The most perfect capital is from customers, not from investors.
Absolutely. And that's another important point, Jim. You know, raising capital is a full-time job, and you cannot sacrifice sales to raise capital because it's, you know, yes, you know, people ask me all the time, do I need to have sales? How much do I have to have before I go to investors? You know, you can have no sales, Jim, like you pointed out, as long as you can demonstrate the value proposition and mitigate the risk to the investor through complex analysis, business plans, financials. This isn't bank quality. This is, you know, MBA level stuff. And, you know, you can still get money, but with less demonstration in the marketplace of the product, of the, you know, the success of the model, you're going to give away more of your company for less money.
Where do you recommend that they go to get that kind of presentation? Because as you know, most people aren't qualified to do that. to come up with that kind of a,
Jim, those
kind of documents.
Unfortunately, Jim, there's no place to go. And I am helping people do it, especially women. You know, I tell people all the time, raising capital is the most important thing any entrepreneur has to do, and nobody's teaching anybody how to do it until now. You know, mm-hmm. I have taken on the responsibility of teaching women how, you know, and that's why this job is so big, this mm-hmm. Private Equity Summit, teaching women how to do this, not even... Not just preparing the financials, which are so complex, Jim, you know, to create a five-year right. exit strategy and a value prop. People don't even know what a five-year, right. you know, cash flow or balance sheet or income statement looks like.
Right.
But to have women, you know, negotiate this process. And here's another thing that's keeping women, Jim. You know, so you can go to mommymillionaire.com. You can find out how you can tap into those resources and work with me personally. But, you know, another thing that I'm learning, it's just keeping women out, is the fact that most of these meet and greets with investors are in boardrooms or in Silicon Valley mm-hmm. or, you know, in private clubs. And my mission is to take it out of this back room.
Get it out on Main Street.
And put it in front where everybody can see it and
yeah.
see what the process is like, because it's tough.
Yeah. I agree with you. Well, Kim, thank you for doing what you're doing. It's the marketplace needs it. These entrepreneurs need it. But I know you'll keep doing this. But keep make sure that you give them a dose of reality as you encourage them. Keep dealing with reality, because as you said earlier, it ain't easy, and it's not for sissies either, is it?
Right.
Hey, Kim, MommyMillionaire.com is the website. That's also the name of one of her books. Kim Levine is our guest. We'll have her back again, folks. You know we're not going to go very long without Kim Levine back on the show. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.